This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Back at it on a Monday afternoon, and Beth Ashton joining us, a candidate interview. She's running for Douglas County Commissioner Position 3. Chris Boyce, the incumbent there, and a total of five people running for that seat. Beth, thanks for coming in today.
You bet.
So, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background and your career.
Well, my professional career provides me with pretty good background, I think, and experience in public service. I retired from the juvenile justice in Idaho after 20 years of service, 15 of those as a district liaison for the Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections. My service area included 8 counties in South Central Idaho's 5th Judicial District. That's where I interfaced with every, you wouldn't think, but in that population, the juvenile population, we actually have to interface with every possible entity you can imagine. It would be from the courts all the way up to even economic development as it relates to grants and, you know, developing programs and opportunities for youth.
How did you get into that line of work?
You know, I actually lived in a small county in South Central Idaho, and they were just revamping and recreating the juvenile justice in Idaho. And so I was asked by county commissioners, I was already working in the county, and asked if I would take that on and help them develop that end of their county programming.
And so a lot of work there, a lot of different areas. Now, that was over there. How long have you lived in Douglas County?
I've lived in Douglas County for 7 years, over 7 years now. My husband and I reside in, our property owners in Camas Valley. We have a small ranch, and we raise beef cattle. And my husband and I purchased property and moved to Camas Valley in 2015 after spending several vacations on the Oregon coast and admiring the beautiful, we just fell in love with the beautiful countryside. We have family living in Douglas County as well, and I'm a strong person of faith in Jesus Christ, and I have enjoyed being a part of the church for more than 25 years. One of my favorite Bible verses as it relates to running for county commissioner is in 1 Samuel 8, 7, where the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed the voice of the people and all that they say to you." And I think that's pretty good advice.
So you looked around, you visited. How'd you settle in Camas Valley in particular?
We used to go through there on our way, either going or coming back from the coast, and we just fell in love with it.
So have you held public office before?
No, I have not. I have, as a juvenile justice district liaison, I was appointed and hired by that department. But I worked right underneath the state. So I worked for elected officials very closely in all aspects, county commissioners, judges, who ran our state department was the governor.
And how do you see differences in how governments run in Idaho versus Oregon?
Well, there's definitely a different philosophy, as more conservative, certainly, in Idaho. Oregon, I think, is more focused on just accommodating the needs of the people. Idaho's more focused, I think, on commerce and business. Not that we didn't. We did, and certainly in the work that I was involved in. But there just seems to be more of a focus in Oregon on that versus in Idaho.
What about working in that arena and interfacing with all those different people? What did you observe about how well government does what it's trying to do?
Well, I think there's a lot of really great people in government. Most people come into government with the best of intent. It's not an easy line, though, of work. And the longer you sit in it, the seats and the positions that you're in, I think people become a little bogged down, if you will, with all of the responsibilities that they have. I've seen many county commissioners, and this is why I'm an advocate for term limits. I worked with 24 different county commissioners, and like I said, they're good people. But after a while, being in politics wears on you, and you can become drawn into one area or another and forget to focus on it across the board.
Tell me a little bit more specifics about this work you did with juvenile justice, some of the things you were involved in there.
Well, I did a lot of work as far as systems improvement. So, in other words, we looked at various areas of what we were doing in the state government, and we were a bifurcated system, so we worked with hand-in-hand with counties. We couldn't really operate independent of our counties. We were attached at the hip. So that meant really getting down to brass tacks when it came to perhaps even legislation. I had representatives and senators ask me on numerous occasions, you know, what's your suggestion for this? What's your suggestion for that? And one of them that sticks in my mind is that I felt like oftentimes as elected officials, people wind up making laws based on one or two incidences, and it's not really something that you see at large in your communities. And I think we have to guard against that kind of thing because we just get inundated, bogged down.
After being here for several years, what motivated you to run for county commissioner here?
Well, what motivated me was just speaking to various people. Just looking at the current candidates and having conversations with Douglas County voters who are looking for the right fit to represent their interests and needs and their concerns. And it seemed to me like people were looking for something else.
And what strengths do you think you bring to the table?
My strengths would be really connecting with the people. I want to find out what people have to say. My strength is convening people, and then my strength is also getting down to the hard work of assessing and evaluating, and then let's get an answer out of that.
What about the budgetary side of all of this, the way county government works here locally? The commissioners are essentially the administrators of the county, a lot of budgets, a lot of things to look at. Funding coming from the federal and state level and the county level and so many different things there. What about your background? Do you think, how would that help?
Yeah. I'm really familiar with that because we worked with a state budget, and it can be daunting and overwhelming if you're not familiar with it. I'm familiar with it, and I've worked with it in various different capacities. I used to work with all of the eight counties that I was assigned to. We would look at the budget as it related to their juvenile justice programs, but I also was able to look at the county budget overall. So, yeah, it's a big task. It is an important task, and one that I'm not taken back with it all. In fact, I have familiarity with it.
How much attention have you paid to about the specifics of how Douglas County's budget is set up?
You know, I have not seen it in detail, so I can't speak to that real knowledgeably. But again, I know how counties work, and I know what they have to deal with. I know grants really well. I have dealt with grants. I have written grants. I have sat on committees to score grants. So those things, how you work those into your budget and how you keep those set aside, very important. You can't mix those dollars, and you can't use a grant that's been designated for one area over here because there's a shortfall or a need to do that.
All right, going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back with Bev Ashton. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 Inside Douglas County on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Peter Greenberg, I Am Travel at 4. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, last week was National Ag Week. We're going to look back at that with local farmer Evan Cruz on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Bev Ashton, candidate for Douglas County Commissioner, position 3, with us today. Chris Boyce, incumbent there. 5 people running, and one of the things that I'm curious about, you've had a long career, you come here to retire. Are you really sure you want to tackle something like this?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question, because tackle might be also a very good word to describe that. It's a big job. When I came here, I actually retired early from juvenile justice, but my mom was aging, and I just wanted to spend that time with her. And so I did. She passed in 2019. And so I've had a couple years to kind of just decompress. And I'm a high energy person. I love working in this field. And so it would actually fit me to a T.
So of those things, why do you think it does fit you to a T, as opposed to maybe other things you could get involved with, either paid or unpaid?
Well, because I think there's a need. And I think that we're actually in a place in time right now where there's a lot of change going on. And people are looking all the time to improve what's happening in their county, in their cities, in their rural communities. So, and I love that kind of work. And I can work with people. And that's something that is in my heart to do.
Do you feel like you'd, jumping into this, if you're elected, would give you a chance to really learn more about the county pretty deeply?
Yes, indeed. There's a lot to learn. And I do, when I listen to the current commissioners, you have to give them respect and regard, because they've been through a lot. The other evening, we were in a candidates forum, and I appreciated what their input was. And I also appreciated the fact that they've been through Snowmageddon, COVID, and then the fires. So, my hat's off to them. I know that is a big job.
Now, this time around, the way it's worked out, all 3 seats on the board are up for election. Was there any particular reason you chose this one when you decided to run in general?
You know, I did, yes, and that was because after talking to various people, that's the feedback that I was getting. And it turned out to be a horse race. You know, 5 people in that race is quite a bit. But when I just talked to different folks around and business people, and I just got that feedback that was the area and the position that seemed like they thought would be good to run in. And I prayed about it.
Now, over the years, it evolved in Douglas County. A number of years back, we went from commissioners being elected on a partisan basis. The job became nonpartisan 10 years or so ago. So it is a nonpartisan seat. You're not running from a particular party, but how would you describe your overall views politically?
Conservative. My parents actually were 20, 30 years ago, Democrat, and changed to Republican. And when I looked at it, when I started to look at these things and vote, it seemed to me that was more conservative values is where I was leaning towards. And so I am registered Republican.
Talk about your thoughts about business in Douglas County. What's the role of the commissioners in maybe helping the business community or helping business overall? We've had a lot of industries that have had a lot of struggles in recent years, sometimes tied to federal mandates, sometimes other things.
Very good question, and a very challenging area, I believe. But one of the priorities that I think we should have as a county commissioner is that you need to, because this is what your counties thrive on, is the businesses that are there, both large and small. So I'm a small business person. We have a small cattle ranch, so I understand that. And I would just be, as a commissioner, looking at where are the needs, what are the needs, and how can we best come alongside of them to help them do that, whether that's facilitating grant money or whatever, you know, money is available in a county budget to do that. That's what I would want to be looking at.
What about the role of the timber industry in the future of Douglas County?
Huge. It's huge. I mean, the timber industry is the heartbeat of Douglas County. And I really feel like without them at the table, we're missing, because they're such a big part of everything that goes on, and certainly for the revenue of this county. I mean, they contribute significantly. So I'm always a grassroots kind of person, so I'm looking at who's doing the job and what do they have to say about it, and what are the issues that they can bring to the table. How do we support our timber industry to, you know, survive and strive and flourish, actually?
What about the role of the county in working with the federal government? A lot of forest land is federally owned in the county. What should the role of the commissioners be there?
Well, the role of the commissioners really does need to be, I think, a support role. To come alongside of our timber industry and to work cooperatively with the federal government in that sense. I do know I've been involved in some of those kinds of things. I was asked to mediate between a BLM issue and a tribal issue, and those are tough issues. They don't get worked out in just a day, and sometimes it can take a period of time, but the more people work together and get to know each other, the better then they can come together and come up with solutions that work for everybody.
What do you think about other industries that have growth potential in Douglas County?
I think it's good. I would like to see the comprehensive planning that has maybe, I don't know how new any comprehensive planning is, but I think whenever you're looking at growth, whatever growth that is, you need to go back to, has there been an assessment done for comprehensive planning and growth? And I like to see it done in a thoughtful manner, because I have seen communities, counties, just kind of go out there and go after everything and let everything develop, and it doesn't always turn out so great.
A minute or so left on Inside Douglas County. What have you found as a reaction to your campaign in the last few weeks?
Well, I think it's been good. As a new candidate, it's always difficult because the incumbents have such a leg up on that. But I'm encouraged, and everybody that I've talked to is encouraged about the prospect of having some new faces, perhaps. I don't know that it would be all three seats. That's up to the voters. But, you know, I think that it's a good thing. And I think that really, again, you know, it's going to be the voters' choice, and I hope that they do look at what I have to offer. It is going to assure Douglas County citizens have good access to be heard, get honest representation, are served with integrity and hard work.
So how do people find out more about your views and your campaign?
Well, one of the best ways is probably to go to my website at electbevashton.com. And I also have, you can find my email there, you can text me, you can call me, and I am eager to talk to anybody that would like to learn more about me.
And final thoughts as to why people should consider voting for you?
Well, I think that I'm coming at this with a good experience. I have new and fresh ideas. I have new energy, different skill sets and experience and background. And I think that can be really important when people are looking for a change. And that's what I'm seeing, that people are looking for a change. And overall, it's not just about one's education or experience. I mean, those are important, but maybe even more important, it's about their character, who they are, and what they believe.
All right, Bev Ashton, candidate for Douglas County Commissioner, thanks for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
12:57 on Inside Douglas County.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.